Right now, it is time to be joined by Thorin Christendotter, Main Street Magazine. You'll find Main Street Magazine for free pickup throughout the tri-state region. You'll also find them on the web, but their companion website, mainstreetmag.com. And Thorin, is it true that the winter night has started? Did it start a couple of days ago?
I am not sure about that. I know there's a blood moon.
In the Arctic, in the regions that get in the wintertime. I saw a couple of people post really interesting pictures about, and they look, and the funny thing was, is both these towns look forward to it. They put up decorations, and they put up, you know, Christmas decorations. They all have street lights, they get to see the Aurora Borealis. For the whole wintertime.
So yeah, well, someone who came from Iceland, the winter is really dark.
Yeah. But anyways, I think once in my lifetime, even though I hate cold weather, I would like to be there for like a week and see what it's like, because I used to work midnights, okay, for 6 years, and I got used to it, and it's... Even in this country, it's totally different. But I can imagine what it's like when it's dark 24 hours a day.
It's not so bad when you're in the city because of the streetlights, but yeah. I just remember going to school and wake up in the morning, it was dark. Go to school and it was dark. Come home and it was dark. And, you know, in December, I think December 21st or 22nd is the shortest day of the year, and we had 2 hours of daylight. But, you know, to juxtapose that, you know, in the spring and summer, you have almost 24-hour daylights. But, you know, like this summer when I went to Iceland, it rained all summer. They barely saw any sun all summer. So, it's, you know, you just never know.
All right. So now the magazine's going to hit the newsstands the next day or so?
It hit last week, and I just hadn't had a chance to put it up on our website yet. We had a little COVID outbreak, so I'm a little short-staffed, but it's out everywhere else, newsstands, except on our website. So,
Well, you'll have to help me guide me through some of the stories here.
You haven't picked up a hard copy then, I take it?
No, I didn't. I did not get a hard copy. I had three different doctor's appointments all far away, and it totally screws up your life.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, our artist feature this month is of Alder Trevor McWilliams that Anna Martucci wrote. And he kind of grew up in the Millbrook School area and lived out in Oregon for a while. And his artistry has kind of been impacted by those two worlds. But he's back now and has been, you know, being inspired by our Hudson Valley and greater area again. And so Anna had a nice conversation with him about his background, his influences, and his art, and, you know, what he's kind of doing nowadays. And I'll say, you know, as soon as I saw his work, I was just blown away. It's very unique, and his paintings are just beautiful.
It's got to be challenging, though. It's like if you're an author and you write a book, and then you've got to write a follow-up book. But if you're a photographer or anything like that, you're changing everything if you're gonna go from one area to another area, because the great thing about areas is they're totally different, so you can't lay out your storyline anywhere near like you've done before.
Right. And his work is quite broad, you know. A lot of it's landscapes, or at least the images that I used for the article, you know, mountainscapes, beachscapes, but there's one of a woman holding, I believe they're turnips, and it's quite beautiful and taking. That's why I included it also as one of the pieces.
Turnips. There's a word you don't hear much nowadays. I had completely forgotten about turnips. Mm-hmm. All right, what's another story that we can take a look at?
For our real estate feature, Christine went and dove into more mystery houses. So a few years back, she had explored with us some properties that were quite mysterious in the fact that they were what was happening with them. We didn't know. One of them had a fence around it, so we couldn't see what was happening, and some just looked abandoned. So she went back to some of those properties. She went and explored a few new ones and gave us an update, like the shopping plaza at the Trot in the Millerton was happening there. And then let me see what other properties. There was recently a kind of a Greek revival building revealed, if you will, on Route 199 by Clinton or Jackson Corners, I think it is. One of the other properties is also the Millerton Old Town Hall. So she goes through, you know, these properties. There are nine of them that she discusses. And then she, on the third page, she follows up with revisiting mystery houses from 2019 versus 2022. And she brings us four properties, including the old mobile station in Millerton. There's an up Belky Road. There's a, I'm sorry, Red Pond Road. There's another property that's being developed right now. There's also the seven-bedroom Wanda Landowska house on 63 Millerton Road in Lakeville. That was kind of, I don't know, it was sat up there on overlooking the lake from the road there, and it's been renovated and it's beautiful now. So she kind of looks at these things, and it's kind of fun to see, you know, what happened and how they're coming along now.
Well, the Wanda Landowska house is a famous house because she was so famous. And we had a poster hanging up in here. That was from an art show, and Christine Gebert came by and said, "Hey, look at that, Wanda!" And she told me about the history of Wanda, and that house. And I'll tell you what, the money they put in there redoing that, I think it's sold already.
Yeah, I think let me see here. Christine said sold for $3 million.
Yeah, and it literally sold after it was done. It literally sold within a week and a half. So I've got a feeling somebody eyed it out, you know, but it sold very quickly. And what they're doing with the mobile station is great. They're turning it into an old-fashioned gas station-like museum.
And, yeah, Rob Cooper's been doing a fantastic job with it, and I saw yesterday that they where the gas pumps are, the old-fashioned ones, there now they have lights on them, and it's the grass is coming in after he paved everything. It's looking beautiful.
Yeah, I think it's really cool, and it will draw a lot of people into it. There's no doubt about it.
It already has. We've heard people like, "Hey, do you know who owns that? Hey, do you know what's going on there? Is that going to be like a gas station?" So it's fun to hear, you know, people already looking at it and wondering what's happening.
Now, if just across the street something happened there.
Yeah, you and me both. That would be nice.
Well, sooner or later, it will. It will.
Something,
sooner or later,
eventually.
It will. All right, and one final story we can take a look at this morning.
Libby this month baked a pumpkin chiffon pie. She brought me a piece, and I will say I am not a big fan of pumpkin anything. This was delicious, and her crust is phenomenal. I think you could put this crust with just about anything else, and it would be delicious. So it's the filling is light and airy, and it's, you know, just the right combination with the crust, and it's absolutely delicious.
It's interesting. I started baking.
Yes.
I am still working on my crust. Now it's acceptable. For everything I was making, it looked great on the outside, but it was a little undercooked on the inside. I finally got it, so it's done all the way through. It's one of the most maddening things in the world. When you're baking is compared to cooking like dinner or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just totally different because you have to follow the recipes exactly to make it right.
Yeah, you do. Well, this crust is a graham cracker crust. There are only four ingredients, and it's delicious.
All right. Pumpkin chiffon. I like pumpkin pie, so I'd probably like pumpkin chiffon. It's kind of like is it like a real light mousse?
Yeah, kind of like that, yeah.
All right. Well, you've got my taste buds going. All right.
I'll send you the link to the recipe once I have it up.
All right. Once again, these stories and many, many more, Main Street Magazine at mainstreetmag.com, and pick up right now throughout the tri-state region. Thorin, we'll check in with you next week, and hopefully we'll have warmer weather.
Let's hope so. Have a good one.
Take care. Thorin Christendotter, Main Street Magazine. As we said, you can find it at mainstreetmag.com on the web.